following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get in the zone.
If you're heading out for the holidays, make sure your battery will get you home safely. Come into AutoZone for a free battery test today. And only AutoZone carries proven tough Duralast batteries if you're due for a new one. They're built with patented technology so you get reliable starts in any weather. Don't take a chance on getting stranded this holiday. Make it to your destination worry-free with battery help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
You can just judge
You're
a lot.
Tuned into the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, it's 12, 12, 12!
I saw this story where it's supposed to be like the luckiest date ever. How about 777, which was 5 years, 5 months, and 5 days ago? Come on. What? It doesn't matter.
That's incredible.
And next year we'll have 13. Oh, I guess we won't have 13 next year. We're done with this stuff for a while.
I thought I saw this morning that 2021 is the next time, and I don't know how. I don't know how that happens.
Well, 2021 will look like 2021 twice when you write it down with the year.
Yeah. So, whatever.
No, I don't know.
I just don't care.
It's, you know, right now, our date kind of sounds like a mic check, doesn't it? A little bit. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Is this on? 1-2, 1-2.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That's the phone number to call. You know, I've noticed that we haven't been getting a lot of calls lately because nobody wants to talk about Nebraska football being 6-6 or something. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, folks. Just throwing it out there. Of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN. Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Coming up, our Loper Link. We'll be talking with UNK co-edmonds basketball coach Kevin Lofton. We'll also be chatting with Jeff with the PBR coming up. Give you a chance to win tickets to the PBR. Bull riding Saturday night. Big time names will be on hand. Friday, we're going to have Ben Jones, the Australian, in here in the studio, maybe for the whole hour.
Why not? I mean, you got to think he's got some great stories to tell. You know, I mean, traveling around as he does and doing weight, yeah, he's got to have seen some stuff.
And we'll have Mike Perenio on from the Mandalay Bay Friday. Maybe he can give us some odds on the PBR.
I don't know if they're quite that detailed. We're not quite the British. You know, the British, you can bet nationally on the sex, date, and the weight of the baby that was just announced that Kate Middleton has. You can already lay money on that. We're not quite the British here. I don't think we can bet on everything.
Yes, we can. And
You can wait. I just don't know if it's sanctioned nationwide is my point.
Just not legally. So that's coming up on the show today. Also, you may have played some basketball last night in the state of Nebraska. You may have coached some basketball last night in the state of Nebraska. You may have had a close game. You may not have had a close game. Maybe your team is playing well at this early point of the season. Maybe they are not. Maybe you're in the middle. But one thing you are not is the Arlington High School, Indiana girls basketball team. Why else would these things make national news, Randy Bushcutter?
I am assuming somehow it did not go well for one of the two teams.
Chris Kaufman, spokesman for the Indiana High School Athletic Association, told an Indianapolis television station, quote, "It's probably not what we would like to see," end quote. They don't have a mercy rule. Don't have a mercy rule here. You shouldn't have a mercy rule in basketball.
You should have a deep bench, though.
The winning team was Bloomington South High School. Bloomington, major Indiana school. Arlington, right there. Coach Larry Winters said all nine members of his team received playing time.
All nine?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you suit up the max, and I don't care who they are, Coach. You know going in, you're going to win big. But Bloomington did win last night by not allowing Arlington to make a basket in the ball game. They did make two free throws. Final score, 107-2.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
107-2.
I saw a girls game the other day that it was, at one point, it was 69-9. And I think there were 14 girls wearing uniforms, and all 14 of them got in there. I mean, you can only do so much, but what you can do is you can play 14 girls and not nine, Coach. You need to bring it. You got suit
You're
up
Bloomington,
anybody,
Indiana.
Anybody.
You're Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah,
you got to have more than nine.
You got more than nine going out. I mean, fine. It's not like your freshmen are going to use up a year of eligibility if a freshman plays in your varsity game. Let somebody out there and call off the dogs a little bit. You know, 107-2, that doesn't benefit anybody.
No, and I've seen some things like that throughout the year. And this is a very short story. It doesn't tell you much about the Arlington team. It doesn't tell you if they've been bad forever, or if they've got illness, or if there were suspensions. All those kind of things can happen, or if they're just not good and they're playing the best team in the state. So just something to keep in mind. We saw it last night. I was doing Kearney Catholic Ravenna. The JVs for Ravenna only had seven girls suited up. Three of them fouled out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you run into that with JV a little bit, because you can only use up so many quarters, because you can only play six quarters through the course of a day. If some of your JV players are going to play four quarters of varsity, that means they're only going to play two quarters of the JV game. You start running out of, you can start running out of players.
The funny thing about it, and it was played, I guess, nicely, if that's how you want to say it. I think that was happening with about 3 minutes to go in the game or something like that. And I don't know. Me personally, I'd have said, keep a kid in. And we go 5-on-5. Kearney Catholic, they just kind of stood back and played their zone and didn't press the issue at all. And it was a close, I mean, relatively close game. I mean, it was like a 15-point game when this happened. But probably the funniest thing I'd heard in a while was Dan Bowling is now the assistant coach over there. So he was taking care of the JV girls. And, of course, they called the timeout when they're down to four players to talk about what they want to do. It's pretty simple. You play a 2-2 zone, yeah, you box it, and you try to do the best you can. And they did great. They did great. Applaud the girls that finished the game there. But then, it's like a minute later, okay, man up! Who you got? Man up! Who you got? Her. Oops. And her? I got a vote, Coach! I'll do it! I'll take them 1-on-2! I'll do it!
You got to like that.
So there you go. Give us a buzz, folks. 888-455-ESPN. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Told you this yesterday that the UNK volleyball season finished with a number 3 ranking. That's the highest postseason ranking that they have had since 2005, when they were the national runner-up, and they were also the second highest final ranking in school history. The rest of the basketball, wrestling, winter sports teams, it's pretty quiet right now around Loperville. They've got finals weeks as well. Wrestling is off until January the 6th. They did well at their own Loper Open this past weekend. The indoor track and field team, they were able to get some things done there, and off until January 12th, just like the swimming team is. But the wrestling team team dominated their own Loper Open with 18 wrestlers in the top six. They won six weight classes. Nick Bauman, Chase Nelson, Rafion Stotts, Matt Lana, Daniel DeShazer, Chase White were all right there in first place with a variety of competition for the wrestling team.
And it is a quiet period. I mean, it's almost too quiet, you know, because, I mean, everybody's doing finals week. It's true to a lot of schools in even college basketball in Division I. And again, if finals week is so important, and it is, you know, if class time is so important, and it is, why do we play so many college games? Why do some of these teams play halfway across the country on a Wednesday night?
It's just Division I. Let me throw a little something out there. Not everybody's in their finals week right now. The schools that have trimesters, you know, where they actually do go to school in the summer and it's not called summer school. I think Ohio State does that, and I can't remember all of them, but they have, instead of just semesters where you go twice and then you got the summer break, they have trimesters. And I know that that's out there, and I know
there's not a lot of schools do that, though, is there?
No, there's not.
My point kind of is, and I've heard other coaches kind of talk about this from time to time. It's like it's very difficult to be a student athlete when you're always out of school. And basketball is one of those sports where it's very difficult. Baseball, softball are sports where it's very difficult. Look how many volleyball games that teams play. It can be very, very difficult to do that, especially when you play in the middle of the week.
The track and field team won 16 events, had seven NCAA provisional efforts at their pre-holiday open at Cushing Coliseum. Senior Cornell Leffler led the way, winning the 200-meter dash, time of 22.43, ran the anchor leg of the 4x320 relay team. Only indoor track can you get good stuff like that. So some provisional efforts out there as well. The basketball teams went to Northwest Missouri State and were swept. On Saturday, the Northwest Missouri State men are ranked 12th in the country, and the Loper men will be back in action at Doan on Monday and then get their second crack at Hastings College at home on Tuesday. And co-head men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday. And, Coach, thanks for the time. How's things going?
Going pretty good. Thanks, guys, for one, having me on. I appreciate it. It's been a while. But, you know, we are one of those schools in finals week. I heard you guys chatting about that. We are one of those schools in finals week, and we got three or four guys that need to have a really good showing in fine during this week to make sure they're eligible for second semester. So, you know, it's a good thing that we're not traveling during this time. We actually played, like you said, Northwest Missouri last Saturday, and got a rude awakening of what the MIA is really about. They're really good, and we didn't play so great, and the score reflected that. And so we gave them Sunday, Monday, and yesterday off in order to just to get off to a good start with their finals. Like I said, it's a really important time of the year for us.
Coaches want to take care of on-the-court things. They want their kids to make sure that they're taking care of their own things in the classroom. And from time to time, and you had a couple of kids that had to sit out last week because of academics, when does the coach put his nose in there and say, listen, guys, you know, I know basketball is important to you, but the studies have to be or you're not even going to get to play basketball. And I know that every coach in every school, high school up to Division I top 10 programs, has this problem or at some point has had that problem.
Yeah, we've been fortunate in the past where we haven't had really to deal with it. I think that, you know, we tell them from day one, hey, if we had a choice of you being an All-American or getting a degree from here, we sincerely would rather you get a degree from here because that's what you're here for. We do grade checks and whatnot, and we had done one with the group earlier, and it was okay. It was satisfactory, but we did another one a little bit later in the semester and found some things that weren't so satisfactory, and we had to deal with that. You know, it's, you're here to get an education first. So obviously, we would love to never lose a game and everything go smoothly, but ultimately, number one, you are a student first, and we had to remind some guys of that, and those guys are right now sweating it out, trying to make sure they're eligible at semester. So it's kind of some dicey times going on for us right now.
Well, obviously, we're not quite to that final grade of how your basketball team is going to be this year, but give us a quick little update. Where do you kind of see where you guys are? Kind of a little break right now, kind of a way of kind of looking at this one-third of the season. At 2-5, how would you grade your team?
Not very good. I mean, I think we have the talent to be a lot better than our record reflects, but I think, you know, this time of the year, and a lot of teams are fighting with it, the teams that get it together. Our biggest thing is I think chemistry is not very good. You know, we constantly preach to our guys about having a great attitude, having a good work ethic, and being unselfish. And right now, I think that, you know, you got some new guys. You're trying to mix them in with some of the older returners, and it's just hadn't gone as smoothly as we'd have liked to this point. But, you know, that can be changed. A lot of it's just buying in to the things that the coaches think are the most important things, like, you know, for example, going to class, you know, having a good attitude, having a good work ethic, being unselfish both on and off the floor. You know, those are all things that we preach to our guys, and, you know, it's been slow going, getting everybody to get onto the same page. And there are other teams like that across the country, don't get me wrong. We're not the only team going through it. And there's some other teams out there that are 2-5, but it's the teams that, you know, of those teams, it's the teams that actually truly buy in and turn the thing around, you know, commit wholeheartedly to turning the thing around. Those are the teams that are going to have success. We have some talent, and it's just a matter of guys deciding that, hey, it's more important for the team to win than anything else, and that means I might have to sacrifice a few shots. That means I might have to take upon a role that my coach didn't ask me to do in high school or junior college, but that's what this team needs, so that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, it's just getting those little subtle points across that we've struggled with, and the sooner that they buy into that, the sooner we can hopefully get the thing going in the right direction.
Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. Coach, we talked about it with Coach Chaney a couple of weeks ago, and it's no secret that this is one of the weirder schedules that I have seen for the Lopers in a long, long time. I mean, you get started, you play all those games on the road to start the season, then you get a break, then you beat the number 13 team in the country, then now you're, before last week, you had 17 days off over Thanksgiving. It's kind of hard to get into a flow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. I mean, it's, but we knew that. We told them going into it our schedule was tough. You know, scheduling isn't the easiest thing to do these days. You know, when the teams agreed to play, that's, you know, whatever worked out for both teams as far as the early road trips, you know, we had to go with it. And that's, unfortunately, what was, you know, what could be worked out as far as when we play and where we play. So, you know, you let your kids know in the early part of the year during the conditioning phase, hey, this is what we got to be prepared for mentally and physically, and then you go do it. As far as the time off, I mean, yeah, you would rather be playing, like, I mean, heck, if you ask me, I like play like we did last year where you're playing a lot of Friday, Saturday games on the, you know, whether you're at home or on the road, and, you know, it's a little bit cleaner, but it just didn't work out that way, and you just got to be able to adapt to it. I mean, it's just sports. We're not the only school in the country that has had a rough schedule, and you just got to teach your kids that, or try to get your kids to understand you got to be mentally tough every time you hit the floor and give your very best effort.
One of the nuances of the schedule is you have an opportunity to make up two of your losses. You play Hastings at home next week, and then you'll take on South Dakota School of Mines at home on the 30th as well. And before you do that next Wednesday, Tuesday, you play at Creed against Doan. There's a stretch there. It seems like these games are very winnable. How important is it for you guys to play well and maybe build a little bit of momentum before you head back into MIAA play?
I think it's really, really important. I mean, we're 2-5, and if, you know, I think you got to be careful there on one. You know, Doan and Hastings have good teams if you look at their records. So they're not gimmies by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we're going to go take a look at Doan in person tonight. But, you know, they are playing really, really well. And anytime you win, you only have one loss on the season, you got a lot of confidence. And confident team's a dangerous team. So, you know, we're going to have to, one, have some good practices starting today and all the way through the weekend. And going down the dome, we're really going to have to play well. We only play them once. We're at their place, so obviously that's going to be a game that's circled in ink red, you know, for them. So we're going to have to go out and really be ready to put together a good game. And then coming back home, you know, going against Hastings at home, again, a rivalry game that, you know, a lot of times when you get a rivalry game, you kind of throw the records out the window, and it's just what team is plays the best that particular night is going to have success. So it's in a very important stretch for us. If we, you know, it's our best chance to get back on the running track and possibly maybe get to 500 before we go back into conference play, because that league is a really, really tough league, and it's going to be an eye opening experience for us as we go through it. I mean, but you know, we tried to impress upon that to the kids early on, because as coaches we knew that.
Talking for another minute here with Kevin Lofton, co-ed men's basketball coach at UNK. Tell us a little bit about the positives, Coach. I know Mike Dentliger has kind of been the mainstay. He's averaging just over 13 points, around 7 boards per ball game. You got 3 kids that are averaging in double digits. You don't have 14 kids that are playing basketball for you right now. So tell us a little bit about the positives of this team.
I mean, you look at the returners, Tyler Shields, Mike Dentliger, and John Henderson. Those are 3 that we thought would definitely come out and set the tone for us on a nightly basis. And I think if we're going to get better, I think it's going to center around those 3. The returners, they have division, they have experience at playing at the Division II level against high caliber teams. And I think, you know, if those 3 guys can kind of get it together and get the guys to everyone else to fall in, you know, there is hope. I think that, you know, Tyler coming out in the Northwest Missouri game had some plays where, you know, you looked at it as a coach and said, now if he could do that consistently, he could turn himself into a really, really good Division II player. You know, same thing, I think, what all our guys have shown signs. I think the biggest thing is they just got to be willing, they got to be able to put it together on a nightly basis and not just in segments here and there. And if we could do that, then, you know, then we could take some steps in the right direction.
You kind of led me into what I was going to ask, Coach, and that is the level of consistency. I guess one of the things that kind of stands out in my mind, you guys played so well and beat Colorado School of Mines, and then the next home game you have, and granted it's a couple weeks later, Lincoln University is not seen as one of the top schools in the MIAA. You know, quite frankly, I think you would probably say did not play real well against them. How do you kind of, especially with this crazy schedule that you have kind of right now where you have the big gaps in it, how do you get that consistent play across the board with your team?
You know, I think that, I mean, with the Lincoln game, I think the biggest thing you have to really, that was the time we basically had some young men. We had to basically sit out, out of practice and say, hey, go study. So I think one thing that hurt us there, you can't make excuses, and that's, you know, when the ball goes up, you got 5 guys on our squad, you got 5 guys on their squad on the floor. You know, the team that performs the best is going to win. But I think, you know, during that stretch, we had practices with only 6 guys in it because, you know, the rest of the guys were in the library where they needed to be. So I think that kind of hurt us in that game, and it showed. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that if you look, when you go back and you look at the film, which we did with the guys, and you look at how we performed versus how they performed, you know, it was very evident that that was not our finest moment, and we're capable of playing a lot better than that. So, I mean, a bottom line, over the next few days in practice, when you look at the 3-game stretch that we've talked about, is our guys have got to come out focused and practice extreme, you know, have really a sense of urgency in practice, realizing this is an opportunity to try to get things back on the right track, and hopefully, you know, it'll pay dividends when we step on the floor Monday night down at Doan, you know, and hopefully they have done their job in the classroom when it comes to the finals, because like I said, it's you know, definitely we've had some guys that need to perform well in order to continue playing.
Well, Coach, best of luck before the holidays here, and have a good Christmas. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Take care. Kevin Lofton, men's basketball coach, co-ed men's basketball coach with Tom Kropp, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter, yeah, you got enough problems worry about the MIAA and on the court. So let's see if the Lopers can put her together here. And again, there's another side story. You can't forget this one. Doan has moved up to number 8 in the country. Their only loss came to Hastings College here a couple of weeks ago. But this week's NAIA poll has Doan setting at number 8 in the country.
And if you want to boost your resume, you beat a Division II school. I mean, you know, that has been traditionally a pretty good basketball school. And
there was no reason to bring it up with Coach Lofton, but obviously there's gonna be some extra incentive in this game. Don't forget that Drake Baronics, yeah, the assistant coach, used to be at UNK, left and went to the Huskers, and I still think there's a little bit of tension there between the two programs. So he knows a lot about what UNK likes to do. They know a lot about what Coach Weeks and Drake like to do there too. So it'll be a little bit added incentive, especially when it's in Crete.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a tough place to play. I mean, it's kind of a unique setup that they have there for the gym, and they show up. At Crete, they show up. That's big doings there. I mean,
it'll still be a tough night to party, though.
It really kind of is, and I don't know what their schedule is. I don't know if they've already had finals week and how many students will still be around, but, traditionally that is a pretty tough place to play. The timing of that might work pretty well in UNK's favor. You might have a smaller crowd as a result of being during, I don't know if it's off finals week or the off week or whatever they would have at Doan. I don't know their schedule, but that can be a pretty tough place to play. And so that won't be an easy game. Hastings College won't be an easy game. South Dakota School of Mines won't be an easy game either. But the game against Hastings and South Dakota, they did lose at their place by less than 10 both times. So I think all three of those games are within striking distance, but they're going to have to play better.
And our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith, Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going to talk a little professional bull riding, which is at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday. We'll have tickets to give away, and we'll give you a preview here in just a few minutes. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
Yay, an iPod Touch!
And I'm also saving on...
An iPad! Oh, thanks, honey.
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Sweet, Mom! An iPhone!
And that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get a $50 gift card when you purchase an iPad until December 15th. Offer excludes iPad mini. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
As the NFL comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back on some of the past matchups. In 1990, the 49ers and Joe Montana rolled over John Elway's Denver Broncos. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way on our network of stations this week and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, here on ESPN, the Gibbon Buffaloes welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is at Grand Island Central Catholic. The doubleheaders get underway at 6. On Friday, we'll be bringing you Kearney High, hosting the Grand Island Boys at 7:45 here on ESPN, while St. Cecilia is at Sutton Friday on 1230 KHAS. It's more high school basketball this week.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to about 53 degrees. Winds out of the southwest will stay at about 10 to 20 at times. Then we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight with a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 39.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back here in the Midway Auto Dealer broadcast booth, because it's that time of the year with the Midway Auto Dealership's PBR Challenge coming to the Buffalo County Expo Center. at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday night at 7:30, featuring the top cowboys like L.J. Jenkins, J.B. Mooney, great riders, tough bulls, and there'll even be entertainment. Uh-oh, they're bringing in a mechanical bull?
That there will be.
Did I hear that?
Yes.
Stay away from the mechanical bull. Stay away.
Yeah. In the age of cell phone cameras, I can't wait to see whatever's posted on Facebook here eventually of you there, Doug, because I know you're going to do it.
Ain't happening.
No.
You have to be in the right frame of mind to do that.
Yeah, I think you can get in that right frame of mind.
And I just want you to know.
I've seen him there.
I just want you to know. I would kick ass.
See, it's already started, and we're not even building up that right frame of mind yet.
It's the mechanical bull, though. Let me just a quick story. When we were in Indianapolis, the Husker Sports Network, and it already escapes me the name of the place where they did their sports nightly show on Thursday and Friday nights. From we went there on Friday night, and you know, it's just jammed, shoehorned to put Husker people in there, and they had a mechanical bull that was kind of between where we were standing, the Sports Nightly broadcast spot, and then behind us was the mechanical bull. And it just aligned all night to get on the bull so that people could take pictures with their phones and then put you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And why would you do that?
Well, I think you need to get in the right frame of mind. I think we keep covering the same ground here. And I think the odds are at least 50-50 that when I look at my Facebook page, there you'll be, falling off.
Well, and again, we all know this. I mean, we're joined by Kelsey Empting. He's going to be fighting the bulls on Saturday, and Jeff is joining us as well to help promote what's going on Saturday night. We've seen these mechanical bulls. You start them slow for the pretty little girls, or you get the big, dumb, drunk guy up there, and you get him off as soon as you can. It just, whoever controls it determines what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, that's very true on the mechanical bulls, so. Not on a real bull. It's a little bit different. Usually they just come out blowing out of there pretty fast, and they you know, just do what they do, so there's no slow start on them, that's for sure.
You already know we're talking rodeo, don't you?
Yeah, you can already tell.
Know we're talking rodeo. You got a deep old drawl, that country boy. Originally from Ponca City, Oklahoma, now here in Kearney, and he'll be you'll see him all of Saturday night, and Jeff, I want to get to you first. This event, or second, this event has, I don't know if you want to say it's grown, because I think we've always had about the same amount of people, and we've always had a near capacity or capacity crowd. I think Justin McBride, his success has helped this grow a little bit.
Definitely.
And getting in some guys that are, that have went to the finals and that come here. Everybody seems to enjoy it, and that's why they come back, and then they get the new guys to come in. I mean, heck, if J.B. Mooney, you know, some of these guys that are right there in the world championship come to Kearney on a Saturday the week before Christmas, there must be something good about it.
They do, and I do have one correction there. J.B. Mooney will not be there this year.
So come on, J.B.!
I apologize for that. But we do have L.J. Jenkins. Okay, L.J. Jenkins finished third in the world this year. He was the highest placing American, so he will be here. Cody Lostro, world champion. Mike Lee, a world champion. So there's two world champions, a guy that finished in the top three, the returning winner from last year, Chase Outlaw. He won the event here last year in Kearney, and he also finished runner-up to Rookie of the Year in the Big Show in the PBR Finals. So,
and we got Ben Jones coming in on our show Friday, and he is obviously the big Aussie. And you talk about highest finishing American. There's some outsiders that are coming in and doing some really, really good jobs.
There is. Actually, at this event here in Kearney, we're going to have five countries represented, and 20 of those bull riders have been to the World Finals. So you talk about rider talent along with the bull talent that's coming. J.W. Hart's bringing bulls. He's had bulls down at the finals every year for I don't know how many years, and now he's a TV personality. He will be here. There will be a special guest appearance by Justin McBride. You know, you have to match up the talent. So you get the riders here, and you talk about growth, then you got to get the bulls in too. So the livestock will compete with these riders, that's for sure.
Where are my manners, Randy? I've just been jumping right in here.
That's okay. Jeff, which comes first? Do you get quality cowboys and that brings in the bulls, or the bulls come and the cowboys go, we're going to go battle that? I mean, or is it really the fingers are intertwined here and they're both kind of together?
The fingers are kind of intertwined because the history of this event, there's not a built for tough PBR series going on right now. So these guys are itching to get back into it. And they know this event. They know Mark Ward brings in great stock. So they know they're going to have a chance to get on a bull that's going to get him ready for the Built Ford Tough Series, which will start up in January. So, like you said, the fingers are intertwined there. Great stock, great cowboys. They're going to come together right here in Kearney, Nebraska.
Kelsey, you are right there in the ring with these guys. I think maybe you can touch to how much fun these guys have because, you know, it's at this time I think of our old friend Tim Holcomb, who kind of got things going and was an instrumental in this. And the thing that he kept saying and the folks when it was even just a full rodeo before we went to the PBR is how much fun these guys have coming to Kearney. Maybe you can touch on that.
Oh, yeah. The guys love coming here. It's a blast. The atmosphere that these guys bring in, that they get from the community is awesome. So they come in, they get hyped up, and they just love this town, and it's awesome. They think the names are getting into this place. So,
what is it that – I'll be honest. I mean, these guys are riding along most of the year, and of course they do have this small break. I guess I compare it a little bit to NASCAR. It's so 10, almost 11 months of the year that you can find a place to compete and then get qualified and try to win a world championship. And there's so little time here that you'd think you'd want to rest and heal up. So there must be something really cool about this event.
Yeah, it's especially this year because they changed up the point system where all the points of these touring pros count towards the world finals now. So that'll bring in the top talents also. But I think it's just kind of the start of the new year for them. You know, they've been rested up, kind of just been hanging out, relaxing, and, you know, just hanging out with the family, and then they're ready to get going. You know, Cowboys don't really like to stay in one place for very long usually, so especially rodeo cowboys, so they're ready to get on the road again and go.
Just the couch in the morning, like the song says.
Is it a little bit of a preseason kind of deal where these guys really competing really hard for this event, or is this more of a tune-up, and does that vary by cowboy?
I think that kind of varies by cowboy. Some guys, they don't even take a break. They'll keep going, but most guys will take a break, and this is kind of they're just get going, get back into it, and, hey, see what I need to do to get the rest of the year going right for me.
You know, a lot of them they're going to be competing because could you imagine getting on a bull and not being 100% just thinking, oh, I'm just going to be getting ready here.
Yeah.
Not when you come here. The stock is going to be way too good. You better be ready to get on. So they're going to be competing. They're going to be challenging each other. They're going to be challenging those bulls for a 90-point ride.
Certainly the bull doesn't know any better.
No, the bull.
Yeah, he's not on just warm up mode.
No, that bull's. Most bulls will almost have the same trip every time. Some of them are just, you don't even know what they're going to do, but they're going to be ranked and be right there in the middle of the arena. So
let me ask you a question. We're coming off the PBR World Finals. We're coming off the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas these last 10 days. Are the bulls getting tougher? I mean, and I'm going back to just breeding and stock. I mean, you would think over years that you could just find more rank, more tough bulls, or have they done a really good job of keeping them right where they want?
They're getting ranker, and I think your riders are getting tougher too, for the most part. The breeding program, and then a lot of people, the nutrition has changed a lot. So the way these guys take care of their livestock is really amazing. So
nutrition's changed for the bulls. I'm not so sure about the cowboys all the time.
Well, the cowboys have to have a little bit of goofy in them. Yeah. I mean, and you do too, because you're going out there and you're protecting those guys. I mean, and you can only do so much safety-wise there. You know, there's been a lot of talk about concussions and all that stuff, yep. And there's been some work in that direction. But that's a pretty serious – this can be – Your next ride can very easily be your last.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take, you know, a split second to get hurt. And you know, a lot of guys have injuries, some career ending. Hopefully, you know, they don't. But you just got to bump some bruises and you got to go along with this. You know, rodeo is not an easy sport, especially the PBR, because they're getting on the rankest bulls in the world, and you're bound to get hurt sometime or another. So.
Yeah, speaking of injury, what happened last year?
I got hurt pretty bad. I took a horn in a pretty vital spot and put me in the hospital for a few days. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys want to go into more detail.
No, we're getting close to lunch here. The Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge at the Kearney Expo Center, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, Saturday night at 7:30. Jeff, do we know how tickets? I know ticket sales are going well. If they still want to get some, I understand there's, they're tweaking it a little bit this year. Can you give me some details?
There is still tickets available. Down on the ringside level, it's going to be sporadic to be able to get tickets down there. right down on the floor. But the grandstands, there's still tickets available, but they're going pretty quick. We're going to be running right into it. So if you want to pick your seat, you definitely are going to have to get to pickmytickets.com and get it. When you walk up to the door, you're not going to have as much of a variety to choose from. So, but if you looking for tickets, go to pickmytickets.com. JR's Western has them available, and also the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. You can go up there and get tickets.
So they are reserved.
They're reserved. Yeah. All seats are reserved this year.
And, of course, we've got some tickets here that we're going to be giving away today, tomorrow, and Friday. And they don't even say out in the parking lot on them. They're pretty good tickets. So we're going to be giving those away here over the next 3 days as well. Guys, anything else that we need to know? Justin's doing a little concert afterwards again. Is that what we're doing? Or is he
Justin's
just kind of hanging out?
He's more hanging out.
Okay.
Yep, more hanging out. If who knows? You never know. He might just grab that guitar. It's happened before. Yeah. But, you know, we are having an event before that you don't have to be a sponsor to be at or anything. It's to help the Tim Holcomb family. You mentioned Tim Holcomb before. He was very instrumental in starting the Nebraska PBR. And he, unfortunately, this past year, he passed away with cancer. And we're going to have a little event starting at 6:30 at the event center. So anybody's welcome to come on down and partake in that. So it's 6:30 on Saturday.
All right, folks, it's all going on. Come out, come early, enjoy one more great event in the 2012 calendar year. And, guys, thanks for coming in. Jeff and Kelsey, we'll see you again on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
Okay, here's the deal.
All right.
If the mechanical bull's there, if you ride it, I'll ride it.
I think I'm...
Yeah, you have commitments. Have issues. Yeah, you've got family things.
Well, yeah, I have a family.
You've got basketball.
I mean, somebody's
got
to be the daddy around here. You're the Doug, I'm the daddy. I mean, somebody's got to do the family thing.
That's so bad. That is so, so, so bad. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Holdridge, and North Platte. We'll give away those tickets and talk some more sports right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. Hey, Christmas is almost here. Now is the perfect time to send family and friends a gift that's going to brighten up their home with the spirit of the holiday. It's the traditional Christmas centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com makes every holiday table festive. It's hand-arranged by a local florist, and it's filled with roses, fresh lilies, carnations, and fresh Christmas greens, accented with a beautiful candle. I've got it. Absolutely beautiful. Perfect way to say happy holidays, brightens up the room. For a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer for my listeners. Order the traditional Christmas centerpiece, and you also get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece. Okay, that's more flowers for free, starting at just $29.99. Plus, it's available for same-day delivery. Don't wait. Order it now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to about 53 degrees. Winds out of the southwest will stay at about 10 to 20 at times. Then we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight with a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, brought to you in part by V-Lazy's Bull Riding, JR Western, H&H Distributing, New West, and Taco John's. Right now, though, we want you to vote on our poll question. Which is the harder job, Randy? NFL coach, because you're dealing with the egos, the owners, and league parity, or a college coach, because you have to recruit and abide by the strict NCAA rules?
I always thought the lifestyle I would rather have is the college coach, because I think you have a little bit more job security than you have in the NFL.
Which is the harder job? I would say
you're always selling yourself regardless of what you do. Even if you're a pro coach, you still have to sell yourself to your players, same way you have to sell yourself to the family when you're recruiting players. So I think you still have that aspect of being a pro coach.
Since I have to vote, I'm going to say the harder job is college coach, because I think you're still teaching and developing. I know you're doing that on the pro level, but not at the same level as you are at the college. I mean, when you're making it as a pro, you're expected to be there and play. You're two deep. There's no five deep. There's no scout team. And
you're going to have a wider range. You make a good point there. You're going to have a wider range of people that you're dealing with.
And you're going to have talent. Now, maybe it's not all the best talent, but you're going to have talent on your team as an NFL coach. So I'll say college coach. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's poll question, how many rushing yards will Adrian Peterson finish with this season? Because he is at 1,600 yards even through 13 games. He's got three games to go. Will he reach 2,000? Will he reach 2,105 and break Eric Dickerson's record? Or will he be short of 2,000?
I don't think he can get enough to get another 500 yards in three games, but I think he'll make the 2,000.
That was 71% of our voters said that. 21% said he won't even make 2,000, and only 7% says he will break the NFL rushing record.
I think those odds are pretty accurate.
Which, by the way, would be really cool.
It would be cool. I mean, he's a guy that's really easy to root for. He always was when he played at Oklahoma. He was his entire career before he got hurt, and now that he got hurt, to me, it's an even better story, because he's really blown it up this year. And everybody knows they're going to run. Everybody knows they're going to run, because they don't throw the ball very effectively at all. Everybody knows they're going to run, and he's still got 1,600 yards with three games left. And that's incredible.
Four Nebraska volleyball players were named All-Americans today. Senior setter Lauren Cook was the first team selection by the Coaches Association. Gina Mancuso and Hannah Worth, second team. Freshman middle Megan Haggerty, honorable mention. And the NCAA Final Four is tomorrow night in college volleyball. A couple of other sports notes, and I didn't check during the show here, but Kentucky has reportedly offered Nebraska assistant coach Vince Morrow a full-time assistant. He's listed as a grad assistant right now, and he is a big-time recruiter. Nebraska would like to be able to keep him, so there's some news to work on. Spencer Long, second-team All-American from the Associated Press yesterday. So there's some sports news for you. On this,
and I got to think, if they think as highly of him and his recruiting as reports have it, they'll find a way to get him to be a full time head coach. I'm not a head coach, but full time assistant coach to keep him as a recruiter, if nothing else. And I think the money's there.
And you have something else that you would like to discuss.
Well, we found the odds. Jeff found the odds here, and here's what you can bet on with the baby that I happened to just mention offhand. Obviously, you can pick the gender. You can bet
what
on baby? The hair color.
Wait a minute. What baby?
For Prince William and Kate Middleton, their first child. Will it be a boy or a girl? And it's a pick 'em deal, obviously, at this point. Hair color, the odds-on favorite so far is brown. Red is the long shot there. What would be the weight of the child? 9 to 4 will be 7 pounds to almost 8. And they have it all broken down there. And the name. And if you want some long shots here, there are 3 long shots of note. Have you read this? Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Names that are long shots. And by the way, John is 10 to 1 and Robert's 10 to 1. You know, so those are your favorites. Also 10 to 1 is Diana, which I don't think they would do that. I don't, but all right, here's your long shots. There's 3 of them. Give me a couple of ideas what might be a long shot name for the baby.
Well, I'd have to look at some history. Okay, King Philip.
Okay, no, you're thinking too much in the box here. These would be names out of the box.
Are they real names?
These are real. You will know people named this.
Ooh. Justin.
No. No. Again, you might still be too much in the box.
Okay. Help me.
At 250 to 1, you can select the name Oprah. Also at 250 to 1, you could think that they're going to name him Prince Barack. Or at 500 to 1, Mitt. By the way, my money? Seriously, this is, looking at the list, best odds, Victoria. There you go. 14 to 1. 14 to 1. That's a solid girl baby name for them to choose. It won't be Elizabeth after the queen. It won't be after Diana, after Grandma, what would have been Grandma.
Philip's not even on there, is it?
No. Huh. And Philip wouldn't be that bad of a name. I don't think they're going to name him after Prince Philip either.
Folks, let's give you a chance to get off that subject and give you 888-455-ESPN, a pair of tickets to the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds at 7:30, brought to you by Mid-Nebraska Chemicals, by Pendleton Whiskey, Casey's General Store, and Best Western Plus. Here's what you need to know, the trivia question, because on this Wednesday show, I want you to know your pro bull riding. Who won the PBR world title this year? A pair of tickets to the first person that can tell producer Jeff who won the PBR world title this year. I'm not talking the bull riding that was in Vegas this month. I'm talking the professional bull riders tour. Who won the PBR world title this year? And the first person that can tell us that at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, gets a pair of tickets to Saturday night's PBR at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Back after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's the Herd. Fans, the holidays are here, and there's one thing you need to avoid besides the mall parking lot on Christmas Eve. Talk about cutthroat. You'll want to be sure you don't have a bad gift. So give your friends and family a gift they're guaranteed to love with a gift certificate to StubHub. That way, if your buddy's been wanting to witness an upcoming rivalry or your mom wants to see the big show, you can make that happen for them. Much better than a pair of socks or a handcrafted bird feeder. So head to StubHub today and grab a StubHub gift certificate.
StubHub!
Changing her oil? CarQuest Auto Parts can help. With 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a CarQuest Red filter for just $20.99. Upgrade to 5 quarts of Pennzoil high mileage oil and a Fram Extra Guard filter for $24.99. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic oil and a Bosch premium filter for $32.99. See store for details. Now through January 26th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Vote in.
Conquest and roll on.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Bowl season kicks off with a Gildan New Mexico Bowl as two of the best running backs in the nation go head-to-head. Stephon Jefferson leads Nevada against the nation's leading rusher, Kadeem Carey, and the Arizona Wildcats.
It's Arizona-Nevada, Saturday at noon, followed by Utah State and Toledo at 3:30. The college football bowl season right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to about 53 degrees. Winds out of the southwest will stay at about 10 to 20 at times. Then we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight with a low of 22. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 39.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane.
Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations to Dave and Carney. He knew that Silvano Alves was the winner for the second straight year of the PBR World Title, and he's going to the PBR Midway Auto Dealership Challenge Saturday night, and we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets again tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lunchtime coming up, and pre-post whenever you want to head to the Chicken Coop and enjoy some lunch, an evening meal, maybe just happy hour, which is there for you from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday. And on Wednesday, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney has Big Burger Night. Wednesday nights from 5 to 10, you can order $5 burgers off the menu, like their 7-ounce ground chuck, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger, and you can get fries with it as well, and it's only $5. Every Wednesday night, Big Burger Night. Your lunch special on this Wednesday is the turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with the choice of a side item, and it's only $5.99. Enjoy Keno, enjoy sports, enjoy a great meal, enjoy a cold beverage of your choice at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island and Kearney.
Jalapeno garlic wings. That is absolutely the best. They're the awesome wings. They really are. I like those. But the Burger Night, $5, that's a steal.
How about... You had an I missed this. Kobe Bryant has done a one-on-one with Stephen A. Smith. And you know what? I'm tired of hearing about this. I said last year, everybody was so freaked out about how the Miami Heat was 9-8, and you know, Oh my God, it's not going to work. Or I'm just going, shut up. And I'm saying, shut up again. The Lakers are going to be fine. Now, the only way the Lakers aren't going to be fine, because the Heat weren't bickering between themselves. For some reason, the Lakers appear to be bickering between themselves. Whether they are or not, the media is trying to show that, and folks around the organization are starting to talk that way.
Well, I think what the Lakers are starting to do right now is develop that us against the world mentality that really can start to unite themselves. But they're not there yet because they are kind of bickering amongst themselves and that sort of thing. But I think they'll tighten things up, which is exactly what the Heat did, you know, last year, a couple years ago when they started off so slowly, and they get it straightened out.
What did Kobe say?
They got too much talent.
What did Kobe say?
He said this is the current struggles are the roughest time he's ever gone through.
He didn't say professionally. He just said this is the roughest time I've ever gone through.
I just saw the quote, and that was it. I didn't see if he explained that, but there was kind of a situation in Colorado that I think was probably a whole lot worse than this, Kobe.
Wow. How soon they forget. Hey, we want to thank Jeff and Kelsey, PBR, for coming into the Doug and Daddy Show today. More on that Friday with Ben Jones, who will be writing, and one of the top writers in the PBR circuit. Also want to thank UNK co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Spencer Schubert is in as my co-host, and every Thursday is fantasy football. We answer your fantasy football questions with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Plus, Grand Island wrestling coach Mike Shadwinkle will join us to preview the Flatwater Fracas this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Heartland Events Center.
Great sporting events to go to all weekend long.
Hey, Randy, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good, Doug. Thanks.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.